Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and I am announcing for the first time publicly the launch of American Right to Life. American Right to Life and Time Magazine has helped us announce this launch this week on their website, so we'll talk about that. This is all a result of our Pro-Life Leader Summit from 10 days ago, and what a success that Leaders Summit was, and I've been telling you we'd have major news to announce, exciting news, and that's it. We decided to leak that news to Time Magazine, and we're very grateful that they have helped document this historic moment. Also today, the LA Times has an article out on the personhood efforts around the country, and of course the Times and the LA Times are pro-abort organizations editorially, but we're thankful to get the truth out and the battle out to stop the killing of unborn children. So those are the main two items we'll cover in today's show. Also, now this is a great headline, ICE sinks global warming cruise. Have you heard about this story? An iceberg smash sinks a cruise liner. And this is the a ship called the Explorer, which had an environmental research trip down to Antarctica, and they're sinking now. The ship is listing badly. They are sinking after hitting an iceberg. So that's quite the irony, isn't it? Ice sinks global warming cruise. They're going down there to see the evidence for global warming, and they hit an iceberg, and they're sinking. Sort of reminds me of the irony with the Titanic. Not even God could sink the Titanic, and it sunk. Okay, so what else is in the news? Oh, in England, you have women who are being sterilized or having their husbands undergo vasectomies because babies are not eco-friendly, they say. Babies, they want to lower their carbon footprint, and it's selfish to have babies, say these women and these families. Environmentalism is a religion to so many people who reject the Creator, so they worship the creation. When you reject the Creator, what are you going to do? It's something inside of you that has a desire to give thanks, gratitude. So the atheist who's at Thanksgiving and he's asked to say something, who are we thankful for? Who is he thankful to? He's thankful to bugs and ants and random chance. That's about it. And so you worship the creature in the creation rather than the Creator, and it's so tragic. And so people even turn against children. They turn against children. And that, of course, it's been known by Christian pro-lifers for many years that there is a war against children. There's a hatred of children because God made man in his image, in his likeness. So unbelievers have it in their gut that if they have a position against the honor and sanctity of human life and human reproduction, then they're taking a shot at God, at our Creator. So that's what's going on there. Okay. So now to Time Magazine. Time Magazine helps us announce the launch of American Right to Life. And this is big because National Right to Life has abandoned a biblical strategy decades ago. And we thank God for, in fact, the Denver Pro-Life Leader Summit that was hosted by Colorado Right to Life with about 30 leaders from around the country representing pro-life organizations in a dozen states. It was really a thrill. And we didn't want to bypass. When Time Magazine called last week, we decided to leak the information to them of the launch of American Right to Life because it's only once every 10 years or so that activist would get to speak to Time magazine. So Brian Rohrbaugh and I decided to take that opportunity, and we did. So on Wednesday, November 21st, the day before Thanksgiving, Time magazine announced on their website, and if you go to our website, you'll find the links to this article and others. On their Time.com website, they announced the launch of American Right to Life. This was exactly 1 week after the invitation-only pro-life leader summit hosted by Colorado Right to Life. And Time magazine reports this as the top story in their website's U.S. section for U.S. news, complete with a beautiful image of an implanted embryo. And here's what they put in this one article. They wrote about Colorado's personhood amendment effort. They wrote about the pro-life movement's rift over regulating child killing versus promoting personhood, that rift. Time magazine, they wrote about National Right to Life's refusal to support personhood efforts for decades, decades-long refusal to support personhood efforts. They wrote about Colorado Right to Life's getting kicked out of National Right to Life. They wrote about a pro-life coalition's full-page ads in national newspapers admonishing Dr. James Dobson for compromising on God's command, do not murder. They wrote about the partial birth abortion ruling. In fact, I think they've done the best of any media outlet yet to get this accurate. They report that the partial birth abortion ruling actually keeps partial birth abortion legal with some modifications. They announced the launch of a new national organization called American Right to Life. They announced that Brian Rohrbaugh will head up American Right to Life. And they describe Brian as the dad whose son Daniel was murdered at Columbine High School and who has been an outspoken critic of the American culture of death. So that's what's been reported in Time magazine's webpage, and we pray it makes it into their print edition. We'll find out. Of course, we don't know if that will happen or not, but hopefully it will. And the same was said about Brian Rohrbaugh today in the LA Times, that he is an outspoken critic of the American culture of death. But Time magazine also reported two arguments, two personhood arguments that we make in defense of these state efforts and any national effort to define personhood as from the moment of human reproduction, which includes from the moment of fertilization. In the first paragraph of their article, Time magazine writes this, quote, Colorado Right to Life spokesman Bob Enyart says, embryos are living human beings with eternal souls and spirits. You just have to refrain from killing one to see what a precious child it is, unquote. So that was the first argument in this article for the personhood of that little tiny human being. Embryos are living human beings with eternal souls and spirits. You just have to refrain from killing one to see what a precious child it is. And then the article goes on to add this, quote, Enyart, who is also a Denver Christian radio talk show personality, holds up the snowflake baby movement as an alternative. Don't kill any embryos. Instead, encourage people to adopt them. About 100 frozen embryos have already been adopted in the U.S., says Enyart, who routinely steers his listeners to the Snowflake website, unquote. And you might want to go to that beautiful site to see the photos of these snowflake kids in the photo album they have here, to see the face of Colorado's effort to protect these little people from the moment of fertilization. These are beautiful kids, absolutely beautiful kids. And you'll love to see the snowflake website. And in other words, these frozen embryos, quite often in vitro fertilization, a fertility doctor will take eggs from the mother and they'll take extra eggs, a number of eggs, because they may not all succeed, and they fertilize them. So in doing that, you now have a number of living human beings, babies, each one different, each one different, each one a little boy or a little girl with an eternal soul and spirit, with their personality, traits, characteristics, their fingerprints, their eye color, whether they look more like mom or dad. Everything that goes into being a human being is right there at that moment. And then they freeze them. And which is like, if it was an older person, it would be like going into a coma. Because you're there, and some people recover from comas, others don't. But when you're in a coma, you're still there. It's you and you're there. It's not a dead body. And if you recover from the coma, there you are. You're still the same person you were before you went into the coma. The same thing with these children who are now put in freezers. And phony pro-lifers like Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, he said, come on, we don't have to save these kids. They're in a freezer. He didn't say kids. We don't have to save these embryos. They're in a freezer. You know, the Germans, they put Jews in ovens, and in America, we put kids in freezers, and Orrin Hatch thinks, well, once you're in some type of an appliance, you're no longer human, I guess. So he advocates just killing them, discarding them. But these frozen embryos, there's a movement to adopt them, and they're being adopted, and then the adoptive parents, the mother has that frozen embryo then planted in her womb, and it attaches to the uterine wall, and you end up with a beautiful, precious child, which is there. Just refrain from killing it, and you'll see what a beautiful child it is. So you'll want to check out that website, and I'm thankful that Time Magazine, they link to the actual website. They link to it, which is going to be some of the biggest traffic they've ever had, and letting, you know, tens of thousands of more people know about this effort to not kill, not dispose of, not discard, but to adopt frozen embryos and to treat them like the precious children that they are. Okay. So, to go on with my report now of this Time Magazine article and the aftermath of our Pro-Life Leaders Summit, with the encouragement of so many pro-lifers who represented organizations in a dozen U.S. states, and with many others who wanted to be here but could not because of their schedules, Brian Rohrbaugh and other pro-life leaders, including the former chairman of Colorado's Republican Party, Steve Curtis, are launching American Right to Life to fill the leadership and morality vacuum created when National Right to Life adopted situational ethics and a secular humanist strategy of regulating child killing. You know, even Planned Parenthood doesn't mind regulating child killing. They like putting out of business the clinics that are run on a shoestring budget. Mom-and-pop clinics, they don't mind them going out of business because they're not up to code or whatever. And they'd rather consolidate and regulate the industry so they run it and they get all the money. Big business, they tend to like regulations because that minimizes competition. So the child killing regulators, that's Roe v. Wade. They were regulating child killing from the beginning. In 1967, Colorado, Republican Governor John Love, they were regulating child killing, and that's what National Right to Life does. They are child killing regulators. And ever since then, the pro-life industry has misled the greater Christian community into moral relativism. So now the founders of American Right to Life pray that they will be true to God's enduring command, do not murder, and that the renewed pro-life vision breaking out nationwide of a return to a Judeo-Christian biblically based strategy will lead soon to the end of the legalized killing of children in America. So praise God. And you could read that entire Time Magazine article online. Just go to our website, kgov.com, and we have a link to the Time Magazine article. Okay, nightlight.org is the Snowflake Baby website. Is that right? Nightlight.org. TimeMagazine.org. That's right. That's the site that Time Magazine linked to, and that is the correct website. Or you could get that also, of course, from our site at kgov.com. Now, also, the LA Times today quoted Brian Rohrbaugh and other attendees of our summit in an article on personhood efforts. And let me first bring to you Brian's quotes out of the article. The article talks about, well, it starts out like this. Some activists, pro-life activists, say they are fed up with incremental steps and are not interested in waiting years or possibly decades for a more conservative court to revisit Roe v. Wade. Instead, they are out to change the legal status of embryos in hopes of forcing the Supreme Court to ban abortion. And then they quote Brian Rohrbaugh. Okay, so let's look at Brian's quotes. The concept that we're going to elect judges who will change everything has failed, said Brian Rohrbaugh, a former president of Colorado Right to Life. The logical thing is to start with personhood. It's the only legitimate tactic that does not involve a compromise. Excellent. Perfectly said and reported by the LA Times. And then continuing, in 1967, Colorado became the first state to legalize abortion in certain cases, rape, incest, health of the mother. And then they again quote Rohrbaugh. Colorado opened this evil door, Rohrbaugh said, and there are many in Colorado who would like to close it. To Rohrbaugh, the initiative has additional import. A lifelong opponent of abortion, he took up the cause publicly after his son Daniel was killed in the 1999 shooting at Columbine High School. The environment that happened at Columbine was created by a culture of death, he said. And then the article goes on to say they're also optimistic in Colorado, where the campaign to collect signatures kicked off last week with a rally headlined by Alan Keyes, a Republican presidential candidate. And, of course, you can read that entire article online. And it's a great article, and it quotes Daniel Becker, who's an ally in all of this. He is now the president of Georgia Right to Life. Georgia, just like Colorado, just like states around the country, in their pro-life movement and their statewide Right to Life group, they had this struggle between those who want to regulate child killing and those who say it's wrong to regulate child killing. We need to advocate personhood. Because when you regulate child killing, you also become guilty of innocent blood by violating God's enduring command, do not murder. If you regulate child killing, if you pass a law that says, and you advocate a law that says you got to wait 24 hours and then you could kill the baby, you are guilty of violating God's enduring command, do not murder, because that is an inalienable right to life. Now, what does that mean? It's not transferable. You can't trade it away. The Democrats can't trade it away. The Republicans can't trade it away. National Right to Life can't trade it away. And you can't trade it away. That means you can't say, you can't agree righteously, justly. You can't say, you know what, okay, I'll let you kill these few kids over here if you give me this ruling or this decision or this law over here. You don't have the authority to do that. And when you do that, you undermine the belief, the foundation of the God-given right to life in America among voters, among our judges and politicians, and even among our churches. Because pastors and Sunday school teachers, they're about as befuddled as anybody else. They don't understand the issue. It's the most simple issue of right and wrong. It has to do with thou shalt not murder and the God-given right to life that we are created in God's image and likeness. And people do not understand that, and I mean conservative Christians don't understand it by the millions. And that is because of the secular humanism and moral relativism of James Bopp, the attorney for 31 years for National Right to Life. National Right to Life turned over the leadership of a spiritual battle to lawyers, to secular humanist lawyers who are legal positivists who believe that whatever the law says, you're justified to uphold it. And so they defend judges like Samuel Alito, who ruled to keep legal partial birth abortion. And they say that was a good ruling because he was following process. So if he was in Germany 50 years earlier and he would have ruled to allow the killing of Jews, they would say, well, that is a good ruling because he's following the process. That's secular humanism. It is utter rebellion against the authority of God. And so that's why there is a desperate need, a moral leadership vacuum that has been created by National Right to Life's abandonment of a biblical foundation for the pro-life struggle. So Jay Sekulow is on the wrong side of this whole issue. Dr. James Dobson is now caught in the middle. He has stated wonderfully in the past month, strong commitment to reject the lesser of two evils. Now, if he does this, this is a change from what he has been doing for the last 15 years or so. And he has recommitted himself to not vote for a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. He recommitted himself to that. The difference is, compared to when he first said that back in, what, 1991? The difference is now American Right to Life is here to support him, encourage him, and to point out that if you have a politician, let's say like George W. Bush, who says he supports killing some kids, like if your father's a criminal, he supports killing you if you're in the womb, then Dr. Dobson, if he's true to God and his pledge, will say, I will not vote for George W. Bush because I have made a pledge to God. I got this pledge from my father. Didn't he say his father taught him this? He said he got this from his father, that you don't do evil that good might come of it. You don't choose the lesser of evils because it's still evil. And he made a pledge to God for as long as he lives, he will not vote for a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. And what that means is that James Dobson and 1,000 other Christian pro-life leaders should have said to George W. Bush, you are advocating the killing of innocent kids. We will therefore oppose you. We will not vote for you. We will not support you. That's what should have happened. But it didn't. And so George W. Bush sleeps easy at night, even though he opposed South Dakota's total ban on abortion, because he says, well, you know, I support killing some kids. And this total ban, it might end virtually all abortion in South Dakota, but that's not worth it to me because I think you should be able to kill some kids if their fathers are criminals. And so we have a pro-life president, George W. Bush, opposing South Dakota's ban on abortion, and they lose that vote by a small margin. And if he would have used his leadership, his bully pulpit, who knows? Perhaps we could have won that battle in South Dakota. But the difference now is that American Right to Life is on the scene. And years ago, back in the 90s, there was an effort to launch American Right to Life by some who realized that National Right to Life had abandoned biblical principles. There was a man named Patrick Mooney in Virginia, and he launched a group called American Right to Life. Now, National Right to Life sued him. And he immediately settled. He settled early and before he got counsel from the law firm that was brought to help him. And as a result, and the law firm looked at the case, and we've now talked to those lawyers, and they said, you didn't have to settle because the name Right to Life, National Right to Life, doesn't own the name Right to Life. In fact, Colorado Right to Life incorporated 2 years before National Right to Life. And they certainly don't own the word national. You have NBC and ABC, right? National Broadcasting Corporation and American Broadcasting Corporation and so on. And so eventually Patrick Mooney had to give up on that battle because he signed a settlement agreement. Well, Colorado Right to Life is not signing a settlement agreement with National Right to Life. National Right to Life has abandoned a Christian worldview. They've adopted moral relativism, secular humanism. They violate God's enduring command, do not murder. They want to offer women painkiller for their baby and an abortion, which is exactly what some women want in order to convince them to go ahead and kill their child so that they can think, well, my baby will not suffer. That is how wicked the leadership of National Right to Life has become, that they are that naive, that foolish, that they don't realize that by giving women painkillers for their baby, that that will increase any number of abortions in America by women who are looking for that last justification to go ahead and kill their baby. They are so unwise, such fools, so evil. And so Colorado Right to Life loaned the name Right to Life to National Right to Life when one of our board members was a founding board member of National Right to Life, John Archibald. And then when National Right to Life became immoral and godless in their strategy, he resigned in protest, saying, not only is this immoral and violates God's enduring command, do not murder, but also it is foolish because it destroys the argument for the personhood of the unborn. And our judges and our politicians and our voters and the public will be confused, and eventually they'll forget that this is a child made in God's image and likeness, because National Right to Life says it's justifiable to regulate the killing of these kids. And so with Colorado Right to Life incorporating 2 years before National Right to Life, then what do we have? National Right to Life is going to sue Colorado Right to Life for launching American Right to Life? Yeah, I'd like to see that fight. And there would be no settlement. Brian Rohrbaugh, how many times has he gone to federal court? He's had cases go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. He's in federal court right now. He never backs down, and he's the president. He's the head of American Right to Life. And Steve Curtis, one of the strongest men in the movement that I've ever met. Steve's got an iron will. He was the former head of the Colorado Republican Party, and he publicly rebukes the Colorado Republican Party for being the pro-choice party in Colorado because they're pro-abortion. That takes guts. So the line in the sand is there. It's in bright red neon. And American Right to Life is the personhood wing of the pro-life movement. And the child-killing regulators are on the defensive. And so National Right to Life will try in Colorado to undermine the personhood effort. They will try to turn the media, Christian media, against the effort to collect signatures. They will try to turn pro-life senators and representatives in our state house against the effort to define a person as from the moment of fertilization. That's National Right to Life, because they become part of the establishment, and as long as they take in their budget and could fund their retirement pensions, hey, they could survive for another 40 years. But American Right to Life is here to provide alternative leadership. May God bless you.